good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight, but heading over to California, the corporate office tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We've got a lot of great stuff happening. Just put together our 12-month game plan, and you're going to be hearing more about that in the weeks and months to come. Tonight's training call is going to be about how to promote events and how to promote and create campaigns for yourself, whether it's promoting into our Chicago event that's coming up on Monday, July 30th, or whether it's your own event that you're creating. We're going to be talking about becoming a versatile promoter, trying new things, trying different things, and give you the DNA of what it takes to run and host and promote into an event or a campaign. One of the things that we just did to make all of your online promotions and campaigns easier is we just came up with a new enrollment page. So I hope everybody's had an opportunity to go on to their own replicated website, mypurium.com/ whatever your ID number or URL is. And if you have, you'll see in the upper right-hand corner when you click on the enroll button, a much simpler one-page enrollment. So it's got an integrated auto-ship, which I think is one of the biggest improvements we've got. It's very, very simple to add auto-ship products, and I'm sure that we'll see a continuing trend of more and more folks ordering on auto-ship. In fact, I had a good conversation with somebody yesterday who was telling me that the last few months has been chaotic for him and that he actually missed his order the last few months, and it cost him hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And I said, well, you just need to be on auto-ship. Also on the enrollment page, we have an integrated direct deposit component, so you can enter in your banking information, or the new person who's enrolling on your website can do that. Our direct deposit is free. That way the person can get his or her money more quickly. We've got an automated free credit for starter kits whenever somebody enrolls 150 BV or more. So we're trying to make our enrollment process simpler, fewer shipping options, a scrolling subtotal. There's all sorts of things that make this enrollment page very easy to use, very user-friendly, and I think we're going to see a huge increase. We already have seen a huge increase just here in the last 24 hours since it launched of people utilizing the online enrollment page. So I don't know if that's just a good coincidence or whether that's a matter of functionality. But I really recommend that you take a look at it, that you walk through it yourself. You can click on the plus signs and pull down menus to see, you know, what products are where in the auto ship and how to add additional products. And the more comfortable you are as a tour guide, the easier it is to help somebody to be successful as a prospect or as a distributor. And so as somebody's looking at your webpage, you can tell them to enroll with confidence. And if there's anything that you find that may need additional explanation, you're ahead of the curve in being able to explain, you know, what to look out for, such as, you know, have your banking information ready so that you can sign up for direct deposit immediately. So that's a good hint for somebody. And the one piece of information besides the bank name and checking account number is that they need to have the routing number, and that's the one piece of information that most folks don't have at their fingertips. So, you know, if you're enrolling somebody and you give them that information and they know to prepare it, then they're going to successfully enroll, get set up exactly how they'd like to, exactly how you'd like them to, and that's how good duplication occurs. We've got a new corporate website, PuriumCorp.com. The big change with that is that it will not allow for ordering and enrolling on the site. So it's not really been an issue. We don't have a lot of folks who try to order directly through the company, and we certainly make sure that we place those with people and hunt them down and make sure that they get back to the right person. But we just don't want to seem in any way, no perception, that somebody can order directly through the company or enroll directly through the company Our goal is to empower you as individual distributors and independent distributors to build businesses. And so Purium Corp no longer has any enrolling or ordering options. So for those of you who have customers that might be, oh, I don't know if the right word is lazy or just have some habits of going just to the general company site, you need to make sure that they have your own replicated website, or they can, of course, call in to 888-747-6733. Lots of stuff happening. You know, our buy, share, enroll, grow promotion only has 2 weeks left, and so we're going to be talking about campaigns tonight, and it's a good segue into the idea of creating a campaign because we still have 2 weeks left in our current promotional campaign. So as a company, we always try to have things that you can be excited about, things that you can focus on, things that will help you to build your business. Not every promotion appeals to every single person equally. So some people say, wow, buy, share, enroll, grow. I'm really excited to promote the idea that you can get a free autoship, 12 months of free autoship. Other people might be really excited about five free gift cards for every five that you get redeemed, so unlimited free gift cards. Other people like to enroll folks with gold packs, an extra $225 for every three gold packs that you enroll. Other folks who are building big businesses, growing fast, they're excited about the $2,000 on the table for first prize, $1,000 on the table for second prize for the biggest growth in the company over the last 3 months. So there are four different promotions in that one promotion going on right now that, you know, you may be interested in, that you may have been promoting, or that you may not have looked at closely enough, and now you're realizing, oh my gosh, I could have unlimited free samples, and importantly, every single person that I enroll into the business can have unlimited free samples until the end of the month. Wow, I know some people who are good online enrollers. I know some folks that, you know, are really good networkers that would love that idea. So, you know, try to tap into and stay plugged into what the company is doing. We always try to put things out there for you to be excited about. You know, the next new thing that we've got coming up is we're going to be doing some comparison charts of love versus some direct selling competitors as well as retail competitors. So we're giving you a heads up in the email blast that we just sent out today, and that's going to happen this week. And so one of the things that's important to understand when you've got a campaign going on or when you have an event coming up is that one-third of the value is what happens before the event, one-third of the value is what happens during the event, and one-third of the value is what happens after the event. So that's the magic formula. And maybe the best example, the simplest example that we can start out with is we have a Chicago event coming up. So our Chicago event is on Monday, July 30th, so that's 2 weeks from yesterday. It's going to be at a place called Aligned Modern Health. We are networking into a lot of health professionals, the leaders that are growing there in Chicago have dentists and naturopaths. But the event is open to anybody. And so here we are now 13 days away from this event in Chicago. And so one-third of the value is what happens before the event. So how does that work? How is there value to an event before there's an event? Well, who do you know in Chicago? Look at your email list. Look at your cell phone list. Look at your Facebook friends. And chances are you know 2, 3, 5, 8, 10 people who live currently in Chicago, or maybe that you know used to live in Chicago. So that's one way that there's value to an event, is because you have an excuse, a reason to reach out to those people, call them, email them, Facebook them, and say, hey, there's an event going on in Chicago. I would love for you to meet David Litt, who's in charge of sales and marketing for our company, and hang out with a bunch of professionals, network with a bunch of professionals, and learn more about these amazing superfood products. So that's one of the ways that you have a value prior to the event. Another thing you can do is just reach out on Facebook or to your email list and say, who do you know in Chicago? Because even though you personally may only know 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 people who currently live in Chicago, there may be dozens and dozens of folks that you know that know somebody in Chicago. And so it's that 6 degrees of separation, that first degree of separation creates a whole nother set of databases. Hundreds of people that you know each know hundreds of people. And if you put it out there in a positive way, in an exciting way, in a promotional way, then suddenly you have more value because one of your good friends may say, oh my gosh, you know, I used to be from Chicago and I've got dozens of friends who are in Chicago, or, you know, I know a dentist in Chicago, or I know somebody there. So that's one way that you can create value from an event prior to it happening. How do you create value during the event? Well, of course, people are getting the information. Hopefully they're going to be buying product or enrolling at the event. How do you create a value after the event? Well, of course, following up with people who chose not to take action at the event. But also another important thing is if you had success. Let's say that you enrolled 2 people from this event in Chicago, whether you live in Chicago or live outside of the Chicago area, you have 2 new distributors from that Monday night event. Well, guess what? On Tuesday morning, you have the opportunity to say, hey, big things are happening in my Purion business. I enrolled 2 people last night. You know, I enrolled 3 people last night. I made $400, $500, $600 because of enrolling 3 gold packs, getting in the recruiter's pool, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's going to get somebody's attention, and that's how you get value from an event after an event. So let's talk a little bit about how to create a campaign, how to identify campaigns, and we'll jump back to events in just a moment. So what is a campaign? To me, a campaign has a purpose or a specific focus. And so it could be the Chicago event. It could be focusing on folks who have diabetes. It could be creating a weight loss challenge. There are many things that you can do either to tap into an activity that's happening already or creating your own activity that has some purpose and has some focus. A campaign has a compelling message. So the compelling message is meet David Litt, or the compelling message is we have products focused on diabetes. Who do you know that has diabetes? It has a special offer. So the Chicago event has the offer of meeting the vice president of sales and marketing, the guy who's, you know, got 20 years of network marketing experience, so a chance to meet a corporate officer in the company. Or it could have a special offer, like the diabetes example, of some package of products that you put together or that the company puts together that's specifically focused for that. Or you could use the Love product, which is has the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval. I believe it's the only meal replacement on the planet that has that. So there are lots of things you can do that have a purpose, have a message, have a specific offer, have a sense of urgency. So the Chicago event is happening 13 days from now. It's not happening 11 days from now, and it won't be happening 15 days from now. And then it has a natural subset of prospects. Chicago event has the natural subset of people who live somewhere in the Chicago area. The diabetes concept has the subset of people who either have diabetes or are pre-diabetic. So, you know, focusing on a certain group of people, an idea, creating a campaign or tapping into activities. A lot of times you can create a campaign from something that's happening in the news. So you could see an article about GMOs causing cancer, and you can create a campaign. And that campaign can be as simple as one email blast to multiple email blasts and multiple phone calls and, you know, all sorts of things that you can do to research and add on to, you know, the activities. Right now we have this opportunity for you to get 5 free gift cards for every 5 gift cards you get redeemed. So let's say that you decide to create a campaign between now and the end of the month to hand out as many gift cards as possible. That's a campaign. It has a focus. It has a natural time frame, a natural sense of urgency. And so now what you're going to do is look for the compelling message, look for the special offer, and create the urgency by saying not only do you have the opportunity to have an unlimited amount of free samples, but anyone you talk to today has the opportunity to join and have unlimited free samples until the end of the month. So one of the things that's good about promotions that have a window of time, and most of the promotions we do are usually 60 to 90 days, is that the promotion tends to be more valuable the first day. And every day after that, it gets less and less valuable because you have less and less time to take advantage of it, and the people that you're talking to have less and less time to take advantage of it. So if they have less time to take advantage of it in the future, that's going to cause them to take action now. So by crafting your offer, by creating a compelling message, by generating a sense of urgency and focusing on the concept of what's in it for me, me being the prospect. So that's the question your prospect is always asking himself or herself, is why should I take action? And people take action when an event or a campaign or an offer is urgent. And something is urgent when it's important and it's timely. So people are going about their normal business, their normal day, everything is as it's been, and suddenly they get an email from you talking about diabetes. And they're talking about that you have the only meal replacement that is certified by the Diabetes Resource Center. And guess what? Just last week, they went to the doctor and realized that they're pre-diabetic. And so now they're not sure what to do about it. Well, you've just given them a solution because your campaign has plugged right into what's in it for them. You know, your sense of urgency and their sense of urgency are matching up because it's important and timely for them to take care of their diabetes, and you're giving them a solution that's very, very specific. So when you invite a person to an event, when you help somebody to learn about your campaign, it needs to be important in the mind of the prospect, and especially if the event can seem scarce, meaning it happens very infrequently, or it's not for everybody, so it's only for special people, or the offer or the price is something that's special. Those are things that create activity. So it creates activity for you because it gives you a period of time to focus on. So if you're promoting the Chicago event, you've only got 13 days left to do it. If you're promoting the promotion we've got through July 31st, you only have 14 days left to do it. So it creates a natural sense of activity for you, and then for everybody that you're talking to, they have a limited time to take advantage of it. And that's why events, that's why campaigns can be turbochargers for your business, is because it helps to create activity. Now, one of the events that you can always create is to do a snack and sip party, to do an in-home presentation, and lots of folks are doing that now. And the reason that they're doing that is because their home is always available, and that more often than not, unless you just moved into a new neighborhood, most people know dozens and dozens of folks that live relatively close by that they can invite over to their house. And so when you invite somebody to a snack and sip party, it really is up to you as to how you approach that. But I want to give you a couple of ideas of some things that people are doing and some things maybe not to do with the snack and sip party, and importantly also to give you a little bit of focus on what's important during, before, during, and after those events. And before the event, the invitation is important because you want to say less to more people. You want to talk to lots of folks, email lots of folks, Facebook lots of folks, face-to-face at the office, around the neighborhood, whatever it is, however, you're most comfortable, wherever you're most comfortable, with the people you're most comfortable with, you want to invite, probably 30, 40, 50 people to try to get 8 or 10 or 12 people to say yes, and probably 6 or 8 to show up. And that's really an important funnel concept is obviously you need to talk to more folks than you expect to be there, and understand also that lots of people will say yes, but not all of them will show up, because things do pop up in people's lives, and with every good intention, they may end up not showing up. And so by having 6 to 8 people at your snack and sip party, good things happen, because there is a sense of camaraderie and there's a feeling that something is happening. When you only have 2 or 3 people, then you don't get that same sense of camaraderie, but you can create a personalization, which is important. But by having 6 to 8 people, you have a much better chance of the 3 things that you want to have happen during the event happen. Number 1 is to enroll new distributors. Number 2 is to enroll new customers. And number 3 is to see if somebody else wants to have a snack and sip party at their house. And so, you know, everybody has their own style. It's not one size fits all as to how to do it. But the important elements are, of course, to have some product. And we recommend the Love Super Meal as the best product to sample. You know, you want to sample it in the best possible way. So, you know, preferably with almond milk or rice milk, maybe, you know, some blended up with some ice and some strawberries or, you know, other things that make it taste the way you'd like it to taste. So don't skimp on your samples, because the tasting part of the snack and sip party is a big piece of what people are going to experience. And then, you know, any handouts that you want to have or presentation that you want to make. And again, it really depends upon who you are and how you like to communicate with the people that you know, as to whether it's going to be more of a formal kind of business-like presentation or whether it's going to be an informal sitting around chatting about the mission and the concept of the real food revolution and helping people get off of unhealthy and fake food and onto real food, and letting people examine the catalog and the labels and really get a sense of what Purium brings to the table. So going forward, we're definitely going to be creating more tools for inviting people, creating more tools to present effectively at a snack and sip party. So that's something you can look forward to. And, of course, don't forget the after-party opportunity, which is follow up with those who don't make a decision at the party, ask folks if they want to have their own snack and sip party, and you know, and for those who do enroll as distributors or customers, make sure that you're supporting them appropriately and that they know what to do, where to do it, how to do it to get enrolled and for you to get them started correctly on their products and in their business. So, you know, any event, any campaign gives you an opportunity to focus. It gives you an opportunity to reach out to folks. So it prompts your own activity. And then hopefully if you do it right, it's going to create some activity because of the message that you have and the targeting of the subset of prospects that'll be most interested. You know, the last thing I'll say is that lots of folks are launching new markets. And that's a great way to create a campaign or create an event. There are 173 U.S. markets, 173 that have more than 100,000 people. So, you know, one of the ideas is to have a focus on, you know, a different market every few weeks. So who do you know in Oakland, California, or who do you know in Gilbert, Arizona, or who do you know in Austin, Texas, or who do you know in Virginia Beach, Virginia? So, you know, it gives you a reason to reach out to your Facebook friends, to reach out to your email friends, and to say, hey, we're looking for some folks. We're looking for some families. We're looking for some moms who want to change the world, want to change, you know, what their families are eating, and that creates a campaign for you. You know, this is my focus. I'm looking for 3 people to work with, you know, in Denver, Colorado. Who do you know in Denver? If you don't live in Denver, if you're not originally from Denver, who of your friends can you direct me to that might be interested in building a business in Denver? So, you know, if you have not created a lot of activity in your own hometown and in your own neighborhood and in your own city, that's obviously the best place to start. because you're there, you can give people more personal attention, and chances are that you have more contacts in and around your neighborhood. But, you know, you can reach out in a variety of different ways, even outside of Facebook, and go and do some advertising online, promoting love, promoting the real food revolution, promoting the business opportunity of Purium. You know, we've got everything in place. Almost nobody knows about us. And, you know, there are a lot of things about our opportunity that are very unique and exciting, even to folks who, you know, are not familiar with you, if you formulate your message and your campaign right, and especially if you target it in a way that's different and compelling. So, you know, think it through. Weight loss. Think it through. Athletes. Think it through. People with, you know, arthritis, or people with, you know, joint problems and stiffness. Who are those folks, and how can you help them, and which products do we have, and how can you put things together, ABC, 1, 2, 3, very, very simple, for them to learn about what you're doing, why you're doing it, and why they should do it with you. So that's what creating a campaign is like. That's what creating an event is like. That's the important components of the snack and sip. That's how you launch a market. But whatever you do, do something. Whatever you do, have a purpose and a focus for this week. Have a purpose and a focus through the end of the month. I think that, you know, from a company standpoint, we like to have three-month campaigns. And the reason we like to have, you know, 60-day, 90-day campaigns is because that's how long it takes us to communicate with the thousands of people in our company, and that's how long it takes to really get the message out through into the field organization and to affect behavior over a long period of time. But as an individual, as an entrepreneur, you can move much faster. So, you know, if you're trying to build a business, I would focus on 2-week, 3-week, 4-week maximum campaigns where you're, you know, sending out emails, sending out messages, and you're promoting a particular activity. So maybe it's Chicago, maybe it's diabetes, maybe it's a snack and sip party, whatever it is, do something between now and the end of the month. Make some things happen for yourself. And if you're not sure what to do, then plug into the promotion we've got, which is the Buy, Share, Enroll, Grow promotion, and get some gift cards out into the marketplace. So thanks so much for joining us. I will be with Dave Sandoval on Thursday night in Long Beach, and look forward to having you on the phone with us and any of the guests that you've got. And in addition, tomorrow night, I believe we have a Meet the Owners call with Dave and Amy. So check your email, check your texts. And thanks so much for being on with me tonight. Hopefully you got some good information. If you did, direct some of your teammates to the back office and have them listen to it, and maybe they'll create a campaign that creates leverage for you. So have a great week. Have a great night. We'll catch you tomorrow night and Thursday. Thanks so much. Bye now.